Tipping Point Tuesday. Tomorrow is primary day in Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont, four states where a win could tip the delegate scale in Hillary Clinton's favor, and a loss could bump her out of the running for the Democratic nomination. Clinton pulled out all the stops to appeal to voters in the final days before the hotly contested races, showing her lighter side on Saturday Night Live with Clinton impersonator Amy Poehler.
Do I really laugh like that?
Oh,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
So how's the campaign going?
Oh, the campaign is going very well. Very, very well.
Great.
Why? What have you heard?
Nothing.
Oh.
And Clinton getting the support of a few good men. This new YouTube endorsement video features memorable characters of Jack Nicholson and the actor himself.
There is nothing on this earth sexier, believe me, gentlemen, than a woman that you have to salute in the morning. I'm Jack Nicholson, and I approve this message.
So wow. I know that one. Love it. Maybe you find it a little weird. I don't
know. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say I'm uncomfortable.
So can the last-minute mass appeal help Clinton halt Obama's momentum? And to McCain. Remember him? John McCain, GOP presumed nominee. How's he doing? And should he be worrying about some kind of unexpected rise from Mike Huckabee instead of barbecuing in his Arizona backyard, which he apparently did this weekend? Here to walk us through all of these scenarios, Jim Vandehei, executive editor of Politico.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Okay. Hey, let's start with some numbers. Ohio, stay with me here, people. Clinton leads Obama by 5%, and she's up over 10% in Rhode Island. But Obama just edges her out in Texas, 46-45. And in Vermont, he's up double digits. But from where I sit, this is pretty much neck and neck, Jim, right?
It is neck and neck, and that's probably not great news for Hillary Clinton, because I do think she needs to win and probably needs to win fairly decisively in both Ohio and Texas to really change the momentum, at least, of this race. I do think if she wins both of those even narrowly, she certainly will stay in and fight it out until late April in Pennsylvania, and I think she can make a very plausible argument that she should be able to, and that, in fact, you know, she's doing better in big states than he is and in states that matter most in the general election. I think that is a powerful argument, and will find a receptive audience among many Democrats.
Now, just to clarify, did you say she even if she wins in either Texas or Ohio, she'll persevere, or does she have to win both?
I think she has to win both with this caveat. I think if she were to win Ohio and win it fairly convincingly and only narrowly lose Texas, I think she would stay in and could probably continue to make the argument that she does better in swing states and states that matter most in the general election. And I think a lot of Democrats would be skeptical of that, and there'll be a lot of pressure on her, particularly from some superdelegates and folks on the outside who've not endorsed, whether it's Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, or even John Edwards, potentially, to, you know, let's bring this thing to a close. It's clear mathematically you can't win this. I think that pressure would be there. I think the Clintons might resist that.
Is this really about momentum, though? In order to win those superdelegate votes, either of the candidates, they have to prove that they're the ones with the juice, so to speak, to keep pushing ahead.
Certainly, but momentum matters in that, you know, now if you include sort of the overseas vote, Obama's won 11 in a row. If he wins all four, that's 15 in a row. Like, that kind of momentum is deadly momentum. If you're Clinton, the fact she needs to change, it's not just the momentum, she needs to change the perception right now, which is locked in the minds of a lot of Democratic voters, that Obama's going to win the nomination and that he's potentially much more electable in the general election than she is. The best way for her to change that, to change what all of us are talking about, is to win convincingly in Ohio and win in Texas. Because then I do think that you will see a much different argument. She'll say, yes, Obama is very popular, particularly in caucus states, does very well in states that Democrats are going to win anyways, or even does well in states that we have no chance of winning, a place like Utah, where there's just a small Democratic contingency that comes out and votes for him, but that we have no chance of winning in the general election. But look at me. I'm able to win states like Ohio that matter most. Whoever wins Ohio basically wins the presidency. That goes back 40 years. That becomes a much different argument.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about national security. This is something that's come up a lot in recent days. Both John McCain and Hillary Clinton have come down hard on Barack Obama recently, saying he doesn't have the chops. He doesn't have the experience that he needs to answer that 3 a.m. phone call in the White House during a national crisis. Obama answered with an ad countering this theory.
When that call gets answered, shouldn't the president be the one, the only one, who had judgment and courage to oppose the Iraq war from the start? Who understood the real threat to America was Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, not Iraq?
So again, this whole thing started because Hillary Clinton put out an ad saying she was the one who was ready to get the phone call. Now he says he's the one to get the phone call or be right when the phone rings. I mean, what's the point of this argument?
I don't think Democratic voters care that much for this argument that Hillary Clinton's making. I think it could be a very powerful argument if John McCain were making it in a general election against Barack Obama. But the truth is, the Democratic electorate thinks that most of the foreign policy decisions that have been made in the last 8 years have been wrong, and especially the big one that was endorsed by Hillary Clinton, that was voting for war several years back, that was one of the worst decisions ever made. So the idea that Hillary Clinton could say, hey, I'm the one who has the track record for being able to make the right decision under pressure, it doesn't really carry weight with a lot of Democrats. On top of that, her campaign had a conference call after she put out the ad, and they said, and a reporter asked, what decision have you had to make on foreign policy under pressure that shows that you have this intelligence and this judgment? And the staff just stumbled, and they couldn't come up with a valid answer.
Didn't they say something, her service on a committee.
Service on a committee is not the same as having to pick up a phone and understanding there could be a terrorist attack in 10 minutes and you have to make a snap decision. You know, Obama's response the last couple of days now has been, listen, like, A, I made the right decision on the most difficult difficult debate of the last 10 years, which was whether or not to go into Iraq. But also he's been talking about, like, I have this cool factor. Like, I don't get rattled. I don't get rattled in campaigns. I don't get rattled in general. And I can make a clear-eyed, cool-headed decision.
Lastly, can't let you go without talking a little bit about the GOP. Mike Huckabee got the endorsement of the Dallas Morning News. Will that make a difference for him?
Nope. not
how about when Mike Huckabee tries to lasso Hay?
You know, even if he wins in Texas, he's not going to win in Texas. It's mathematically impossible for him to win the nomination. He's sitting in this thing. He likes the attention, wants to lay the groundwork to potentially run 4 years from now. But John McCain is going to be the nominee. Huckabee is most likely not going to be the vice presidential nominee. And as soon as he gets out, he knows that he'll go back to speaking, and we probably won't hear a lot about him or from him for the next 4 years.
He gets props, though, for constructing the best photo ops, I think, of the campaign. Jim Vanahy, executive editor of Politico.com. Hey, thanks as always.
Enjoy the day. Bye-bye.
Take care.